God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Oh man, you sound good today. I'm excited about today. I'm glad you came to a cool place this morning. Please be careful this afternoon. It's supposed to feel like between 105 and 110, I believe. So please be careful when you go outside. I just came from Boy Scout camp, and before Friday, it was beautiful. But it became very warm on Friday, so please keep our Boy Scouts in your prayers that they will be smart in how they handle themselves in this heat, and especially I'm not going to go back, but the old guys, you know, that are the scout masters and helpers, make sure you keep them in your prayers as well. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Awesome, awesome. Having a good summer so far? Before the heat started, huh? It actually became July on Friday, I think. Well, my name is Eric Dirks, and if you're visiting with us, we sure appreciate your presence. This is an awesome church to be a part of and to worship with and to fellowship with, and we just so much appreciate your presence. The ushers are going to pass out some registration pads at this time, and if all of us would put our name and our telephone number and our address in those, we would really appreciate it. I know those who are regular attenders will be good examples for those who are visiting, but for those who are visiting us, we ask especially that you put your name, address, and telephone number so we can greet you properly, say thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. Now, is Alta May here? Oh, isn't that always the way of it? Well, this is really important, and it may be good that she's not here. That way she will wonder how you all know this. But Alta May is going to receive the Volunteer Worker of the Year Award. So, and my understanding is the Lieutenant Governor will be awarding her that. So make sure you, if anything, send notes or calls to congratulate, but it's Thursday, August 7th at 3:30 at the Senior Center. So Thursday, August 7th, 3:30 at the Senior Center. Alta May will be honored as Volunteer Worker of the Year. Now, another announcement that is not present in there is the evangelism team is trying to find the best way to get information to our visitors. For years, but even before I came, there have been pamphlets at the back of the church for visitors that has information in them for our guests to know what goes on in this church if they're interested. Well, the evangelism team is moving those to the pews, and there'll be, I believe, two or three in each pew. And so if you are a regular attender, and you see someone in your pew that you may not know as a regular attender, offer them a pamphlet. If you are our guest today, if you're visiting with us, would you please grab that? That is for you to take home and to be able to read up a little bit on First Church here in Warsaw. So please do that. That will be a weekly occurrence at our church now. Also, something else that just occurred to me, don't forget, we have four ladies going through Camino this weekend, and I'm sure that they will be bouncing off the walls excited whenever they come back. So make sure that you keep them in your prayers as well. We'll mention that again during the prayer time. But many great announcements. It's light this week. The announcements are light this week, but please make sure you pay attention to Kathy's handiwork down at the bottom by the icons there. I think that's pretty cool to bring our attention to that. I do want to lift up one of those for time's sake. Men, notice the bottom one. Ready, set, go. We have come into the possession of 33 free tickets for the Lucas Oil Speedway. We're excited about this, and I personally have never been to a race of any kind, so except the kind that I had in the backyard. But I am really excited about this, and we're wanting to make this a father-child event, or a grandfather-grandchild event, or whatever your relationship is, in your family. We want you to know about this. We really want you to go, to call the office. We'll, you know, if 50 of us go, you know, we'll all 50 of us. We're going to carpool down. We'll take the van if that's needed, and then whatever cars are needed. We have 33 tickets for you. It'll be first come, first serve basis when you call the office. So we really want that to happen. It's August 16th, or actually it will happen, and we want you to be a part of it. So father, child, whether it's grandfather, grandchild, or father, child, whatever your relationship is, we really would like all of us to go down, have a great time, and experience that race together. So.